Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, July 18th, 2022. This morning I will talk about parting words. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father of all signs and wonders, all praise and honor be to you, for you fashioned us in your image, calmed our nerves so that we can study the world around us, and served as an example of what love looks like in a world bereft of such love. Forgive our unwillingness to mirror your image, to participate in your stability, and to extend your love. Thank you for the many blessings of family, health, community, and material wealth. In the power of your Holy Spirit, nurture our faith in spite of our intransity, that we might more nearly reflect your image today and every day. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In Matthew 26:39 we read, "And going a little farther, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." The who question is surprisingly important in understanding the creation account in Genesis, and with it, our understanding of metaphysics, epistemology, and ethics. Anthropology means the study of humanity, but we normally wink at the subject in our rush to uncover more distant truths. But our veiled hearts not only cover our shadow side, they hold the key to interpreting everything else. Because we are created in the image of God, he is familiar, and we immediately recognize him. This is metaphysics. Because we worship a God who created the universe, we expect the universe to be orderly and worthy of scientific study. This is epistemology. Because God loves us, we can love those around us who make up God's family. This is ethics. Our anthropology is accordingly an interpretive key that orders how we see everything else. This key, our need for God, often embarrasses us because we deeply desire to be independent. The desire for independence today presents itself as a kind of a death wish, as mortality rates in the United States rise primarily for preventable reasons, suicide, drug overdoses, and obesity-related illnesses. Refusing to be vaccinated and wear a mask in the middle of a pandemic is just another example. Freedom is nothing left to lose, as Janet Joplin reminded us just before she overdosed. If freedom means taking unnecessary risks, are we truly free? The freedom that matters presents itself as a Gethsemane moment. When confronted with pain, do we turn to God and give it over to him, or do we turn into the pain and wallow in it? Our response to these Gethsemane moments, big and small, define our personalities and, taken together, our cultures, because as human beings, we have a special relationship with pain. We remember pain more clearly than joy, which is why it defines our personalities. Was mich nicht umbringt, macht mir stärker, Nietzsche reminds us. What doesn't kill us makes us stronger. True freedom rises not in denial, but in accepting our need for God. This is the simple, authentic life. Centering on the image of God is not a pain-free existence, but it means that we are prepared for the opportunities that life presents. In following Christ, we are blessed to be a blessing to others and do not compound our griefs with missed opportunities. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.